Here in Seattle, opening arguments are expected to begin this week in one of the biggest jury trials that King County has faced in a while, the trial of Christopher Monfort. You might remember Christopher Monfort's accused of killing Seattle police officer Timothy Brenton, and he could face the death penalty. KUOW's Amy Radel will be there in court today. Hi, Amy.
Hi there.
Remind us of the crimes Monfort is accused of.
I think most people maybe remember the shooting of Officer Brenton and his partner, Britt Sweeney, was wounded. It was on Halloween night in 2009. Monfort's accused of pulling up next to their patrol car and firing. People might not remember that there's another crime here. There was a firebombing of police vehicles at a city maintenance yard. Monfort's accused of that. He's accused of attempted murder in connection with that arson attack. And he also faces another attempted murder charge against the officer who tried to apprehend him at his apartment in Tukwila.
And what are his lawyers saying in defense?
They are not saying that Monfort did not do these things. So that's kind of the first thing to keep in mind. It's more going to be about his state of mind if and when these things happened. There was even some talk that he could plead guilty if the death penalty charge had been removed. But right now, they are saying he's not guilty by reason of insanity. And that means that even if he's found not guilty, he could still be sent to a state mental hospital for many years.
So they say he did it, not guilty by reason of insanity. What do his lawyers and Monfort say about why he committed these crimes?
This isn't from court filings. It's more from media accounts at the time that he really became radicalized as a sort of older college student around issues of police brutality and getting very upset about foreign affairs and constitutional issues. And there were some papers left at the arson attack protesting police brutality. It seems like this is something he was really concerned about kind of before the rest of the country was following it as closely as we are. It's something that he was watching some of the videos that came to light. He was very upset about this. He felt like there was impunity for the officers. He has had some outbursts even during his court hearings since this case started where he has said some of the same things. So this is what was fueling his attacks on police.
Something we've now had a national conversation about.
That's right. Now with Ferguson and with the NYPD, we've seen these horrible national cases of reprisals against police, as well as concerns, marches against police misconduct. I guess we've been living that for several years now.
Amy, this happened 5 years ago. Why is his trial just now getting underway?
Death penalty cases are incredibly slow-moving and expensive. His attorneys have filed many different kinds of motions to say that they shouldn't be seeking the death penalty against Monfort. They talk about how it's cruel and unusual punishment because only a couple counties in Washington can even afford to do these death penalty cases anymore, basically King and Snohomish counties. And they also say that Monfort, as a black defendant, has a much higher chance of receiving the death penalty than a white defendant would have.
Christopher Monfort, accused of killing a Seattle police officer, and more. Opening arguments expected to begin this week, and KUOW reporter Amy Radel will be there covering the trial. Amy, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And we mentioned the death penalty there. Governor Inslee has said that Washington State is not going to be executing any death row inmates while he's in office. But, of course, prosecutors can continue to pursue capital punishment.